This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about the different hours during the day when the Father wants to bless us. Now, he can bless us at any time, but there's certain hours of the day that he chooses to have appointments with us and for us to receive blessings. Hallelujah. We got to remember that from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. is our 24-hour period of time known as the day, according to the Word. Because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that evening and morning were the first day. And from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. are the 12 hours of the day. From 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. are the 12 hours of the night, or the night seasons. If you turn with me to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, in verse 3, and the owner of the field went out about the third hour of the day, and saw others standing in the marketplace. The third hour of the day is 9 a.m. We've been talking about that. And said unto them, go ye in also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And he went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. The sixth hour is noon, and the ninth hour of the day is 3 p.m. And also here it mentions about the 11th hour. Just so important that these hours are divine appointments with the Father that he really wants to bless us. He can bless us at any time, but there's a certain periods of time that he really has set aside for us to be blessed. Certain appointments. And go with me to 1 Kings 18. We've been talking about the third hour of the day, talking about noon, the sixth hour of the day, talking about the seventh hour of the day, 1 p.m., when the healing anointing is so strong. And we need to talk about 3 p.m. or the ninth hour of the day. In 1 Kings 18, here's a situation where Ahab was facing off with Elijah. And Elijah said, I want you to bring the 850 false prophets and meet me on Mount Carmel, and then have all the people of Israel come and watch what happens. And it's just so incredible because Elijah was so bold. He had faith. He acted on his faith. He acted on his words with corresponding action. In verse 22, then Elijah, 1 Kings 18, verse 22, then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of Yahweh, but Baal's prophets are 450 and there's another 400. Let them give us two bullocks. You see, now he was saying, hey, everybody in Israel, look at me. I'm one, and they got 850. He's really kind of really putting it to the enemy. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire. And I'll dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. I said, yeah, you got all of these people, so you can go first. And call upon the name of your gods, and I'll call upon the name of Yahweh, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And they all agreed. And in verse 25, he said, choose you one bullock for yourself. He said, you got so many, you choose first. And they took the bullock which was given them in verse 26, and addressed it and called upon the name of Baal from morning even to noon, saying, oh, Baal, help us. And in verse 27, it came to pass at noon, see, noon is very important, that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he's a god. Maybe he's on a journey, on vacation. And he said, cry aloud. And they did in verse 28. They cried louder. They were so embarrassed. And he was just taunting them. Hallelujah. Because he knew what his God would do. Do you know what your God is going to do? He's always going to show up for you. But he's got certain times of the day when he really wants us to receive blessings. And we're talking about the 3 p.m. and the ninth hour of the day. And it came to pass in verse 29, when midday was past, and he prophesied unto the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. That was 3 p.m. So from noon to 3 p.m., their God couldn't call down fire. Now we know in Revelation that the false prophet will call down fire, but at that time the enemy was bound by God. And we too need to learn from that. Between noon and 3 p.m. is a great time to make appointments. It's a great time to, because the devil is especially bound during that time. Would it be a dentist appointment or whatever, job appointments, try to make between noon and 3. There's a special anointing to bind the devil. Now, most people don't even realize that. But we do. And more people want to learn about it. In verse 30, Elijah said to all the people, come near unto me. Now I want you to watch what my God's going to do. He said, people, come to me. Now watch. He had so much confidence. And all the people came and repaired the altar of the Lord, Yahweh, that was broken. And he took 12 stones, and in verse 33, he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels of water. And he poured it over 3 times. He really made sure that they knew that the whole sacrifice and the stones of the altar were all covered by water. 3 times. Hallelujah. But it came to pass, in verse 36, it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came here and said, Yahweh Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be known that there are thou art God in Israel, and that I am your servant, have done these things according to your word. And that was at 3 p.m. And look how God came through for him. Hallelujah. Verse 38, the fire of Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in their trash. You come into presence, to the presence of your Father at 3 p.m. Watch what he does. He'll show up for you against your enemies. Just claim it. Father, at 3 p.m., you showed up for Elijah and put all the enemies to rout. Hallelujah. And you showed that you're the true God to all those enemies of Elijah, but those false prophets, but also the people of Israel. You showed who you are, your power. And I'm receiving your power in my life. And the main requirement to receiving anything on these time frames that the Father set up for us is that we turn our flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us to the image of Jesus, Yeshua. That's in Romans 8, verse 13 and 29. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to point out things in our flesh that's not right and let him take the garbage out of our lives. Hallelujah. If you want the garbage to be picked up, you put it outside your house. And we have to turn it over to him so he can take it out of our lives. And when you do that, God will show up for you. I'm just showing that 3 p.m. is such a powerful time for God to show up for you. Maybe having problems on your job, but he'll show up for you. Whatever problems you have, he'll show up for you. And he'll just reinforce it and give you the victory at 3 p.m. Just come into his presence and claim it. Come the next day into his presence and claim it until it happens. But go with me to Matthew. Back to Matthew again. Hallelujah. Matthew. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's so good when you know his time frame. In Matthew 27. In verse 45, now from the 6th hour there was darkness over land until the 9th hour. Okay, that from the 6th hour, which is noon, to 3 p.m., when Yeshua was hanging up, there was darkness over the whole land until the 9th hour, to 3 p.m. And then he cried about the 9th hour, which is 3 p.m., that's when Yeshua died. He cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And that term, my God, why has thou forsaken me, is not in the early manuscripts. Because he said earlier, my Father will never leave me or forsake me. So what he really said in the Aramaic is, Father, you brought me. This is the reason you brought me to this point. You see? It's a mistranslation. But at that point in time, at the ninth hour of the day at 3 p.m. is when he said it is finished. So if you need things for him to complete in your life, just claim at 3 p.m. that it is finished. It is done. Hallelujah. The salvation of my family, it is done. My healing is done. My deliverance is done. These are time periods where the anointing just flows so easily. And we have to be aware of it and receive it from our Father. Hallelujah. That promotion that you promised me, Father, I believe it's done. Just come into his presence every day at 3 p.m. Remember, it's at 3 p.m. exactly when the anointing just falls. And an hour that's preceding it, the enemy wants to get you distracted, doing something else. But be in his presence at 3 p.m. at the ninth hour of the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember in Acts chapter 3 when Peter and John were going up to Yea Beautiful, it was the ninth hour of the day. They had a prayer meeting, and it was the ninth hour of the day. And probably, not probably, but almost assuredly, it was because of when Yeshua died at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. Every Passover at 3 p.m. is a special, special anointing. Every Passover, hallelujah, at 3 p.m. is when he died. Hallelujah. So just so important that you understand that it's there for you. It's there for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you want him to do more in your ministry and use you more. Say, Father, I believe it. I receive it. It is finished. I'm believing for more anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To help more people, I believe it's done. I believe it's done. It is finished. You see, it's just so important to do that. Hallelujah. To receive of him on this daily time. And knowing that also in my book, Noon, I'll mention later on, I talk about the different months of the year on Yeshua's calendar and how it's so important to base our spiritual walk with him on a Jewish calendar. Hallelujah. And not the Gregorian calendar. But tax purposes, most people are January to December on a Gregorian calendar. But our spiritual walk with him, like the beginning of the year starts on Nisan 1, Jews around March and April. And on my website, henrywalker.org, I tell you up to the year 2020 when each month begins and ends on both calendars, and also when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. It's just so important that you use that in conjunction with my book, Noon. But we have to get back to our Jewish roots. Everything major that Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. It's just so important that we understand that. And I want to pray for you right now, but please open up your heart to what's being taught, that this is so important that you get on his timing. And we talked about the night seasons, that from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the first watch of the night, 9 p.m. to midnight is the second watch, midnight to 3 a.m. is the third watch, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. is the fourth watch. Remember, from midnight to 3 a.m. is when the witches move, and the Father may wake you up during a time to pray for somebody. And the fourth watch of the night is the darkest part of the night, which is when Yeshua walked on the water. Maybe some people in some deep trouble he may wake you up to pray about. But anyway, put your hand on the radio right now. Let's plead for a powerful miracle in your life. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now who are listening, Father. Touch them, heal them, set them free, Father. Open up new opportunities. Give people jobs that need jobs, Father. Give people houses that need houses, Father. Father, you can do it because you control everything. Everything is created by you and for you, and by you all things consist. And I believe and I receive for them in the mighty name of Yeshua. Again, I want to tell you some more about our ministry. This is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, again, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. And also, I have a biblical calendar. Again, as I mentioned, we'll tell you when each month begins and ends. Also, there's a calendar of events if you want to see where I am going to be next, having services. Just click on a calendar of events. If you want to email me, just click on contact. If you want to make a tax-deductible offering for this ministry, for the radio broadcast, just make a check out to New Life Revival and P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. You can see that on my website. And at the end of this broadcast, it'll be repeated again. But we just want to help you. And my books, again, the first book I've written is called Seasons. Talks about all the feast days. I can show you from the feast days when Yeshua was born, when he died, when he rose, when he was circumcised. I can show you the feast day when Jericho came down, when Abraham went up with Isaac. That was on the feast day. It's all in my book. On Noon. And make sure you get the second edition on Noon. And I've written a book called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walk, and you see my books. And make sure you get the second edition on Noon. Hallelujah. And you can download Noon and Demystifying the Trinity right then and there at a reduced price. You can get the books in quantity basis for me at a reduced price. Hallelujah. But just remember the next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.